The show is live and local. It's your connection to local performances. And coming up, we'll be having members of the faculty of the Community Center for the Arts, which is based in downtown Urbana. They're giving their annual faculty showcase concert and silent auction on Saturday. I think it's Saturday, the 11th at 4 o'clock, running till 6:30. And they're going to give us a live preview in our studio coming up later this hour. First, though, I'll have a conversation with Caleb Clauder, who is one of the original members of and also vocalist for and mandolin player and plays other things as well in a group called the Foghorn String Band. They are currently a quartet that is coming to the Iron Post in downtown Urbana this evening for a program that actually starts at 7 o'clock with locals Tom and Matt Torino, and then the Foghorn String Band starting at 7:30. It's a presentation of the Champaign-Urbana Folk and Roots Festival. So, nice show for you. Hope you'll stick around. a tune called Charlie and Nellie, which was an old Carter Family tune, off of the CD called Reap What You Sow, with the Foghorn String Band, and I should say really a previous version of the Foghorn String Band, this present incarnation, will be coming to Urbana tonight for a concert at the Iron Post. It's a presentation of the Champaign-Urbana Folk and Roots Festival, and the show opening with Tom and Matt Torino, who are local favorites. On the phone with me right now as they're traveling around is Caleb Clauder. Caleb, I always forget, do you say your name Clauder or Clauder? Or something else?
That's a good question. You know, I say both. I grew up saying Clauder and learned to say Clauder because it's easier to get someone to spell it correctly when you say it that way.
Well, sometimes. It probably depends who you're talking to. Well, anyway, Caleb is, well, sort of multi-instrumentalist with the band, mandolin, fiddle, guitar, also one of the vocalists. Sammy Lind is a fiddler, also plays guitar, some banjo, and sings, and the Dean Landry guitar, bass, and vocals. And understand you've added another person to the band, Reeb Wilms?
Reeb Wilms, yes.
And Reeb is short for something.
For Rebecca.
Oh, well, I haven't heard that as a nickname before. So how long has she been in the group?
She's been playing off and on since last summer, and then since the new year, she's been playing with us full time, and went down to California with us. We were down there in February on the tour, and just did some recording. So
she's at least she's new to me since you and I talked a little more than a year ago when you were here in town as the Foghorn Trio.
Right.
We'll actually be hearing from the Trio's CD coming up here in a little bit. Well, give us, since we've sort of implied that this was the old string band, this is the new string band, and then there's the Trio, give us just a brief rundown of the history of the Foghorn String Band.
That's a good question. Sammy Lind and I, we've been playing together for a long time, off and on, even just in the basement or in the living room, And the band kind of formed at Weezer. It's a festival. It's kind of a fiddle contest in Idaho, in the town of Weezer. We formed there just playing tunes around a session, and people we all knew, just friends, and we kind of recognized a bond there and a connection and a sort of intensity. And we went back to Portland and continued playing, and that was a five-piece band. That's what you have with Reap What You Sow or Boombox Square Dance and Rattlesnake Tidal Wave. Those CDs are, and Weezer Sunrise are all the five-piece band. And after, I don't know, 8 or 9 years or so, not everyone was so keen on touring full-time. And Sammy and I continued on just keeping the name going because we've been working so hard, and we've been playing a duo around town quite a bit. So we just sort of, we made a CD and just called it the Foghorn Duo out of just obvious reasons. It was a two-piece all of a sudden. But we felt like we still had that Foghorn sound. And that's where you heard Sammy play some banjo and some guitar, and myself on guitar, and to sort of mix it up, because we like all kinds of songs, and I write songs as well, and so that happened, and then Nadine joined us about 4 years ago, and naturally we were a trio, so we called it the Foghorn Trio. We try to keep things pretty simple, even though it's kind of confusing, and we made a CD down in Louisiana, and one of the songs on there was Sud de la Louisiane, which I think we'll hear, and title track the CD, that one, that name. And then now we're playing as a four-piece. We've added Reeb Wilms to play in the band, and she plays guitar and sings. And just naturally, and I think for trying to clear away the confusion, we've just called it the Foghorn String Band again, and feel like we've got a full string band sound, and it's a kind of a clear, you know, people know that band name and can stop asking so many questions.
Oh, we'll keep asking questions. We'll never stop asking questions. In your in the bio for the band, you make a point of saying that the string band, in whatever configuration, it plays, quote, the old way, the way you'd have heard string bands play on Southern radio stations back in the 1930s, unquote, as opposed to what?
Well, I think that A lot of bluegrass and string band music has gone to performance style, and everyone sits, you know, lined up in a row, and you play into your own microphone with your own monitor. And, you know, we try to bring to the stage what we would do at home. And you know, of course, we're presenting it to an audience, but we play around one microphone cluster in the center and sit in a semicircle so that we feel like we're really playing to and with each other. We can play without a monitor and just try and present the way the music would be if it was really in a social situation. And we love to play for dances, and we really try and keep that element of the music in our music, the dance, you know, we'll encourage people to sing along. And so I think a lot of times music is taken to the stage and it gets kind of really separated from the, you know, from the audience, and it's like band versus audience. And so.
Well, you're able to create your own balances too, by you know, coming closer or farther from the mic as you need
exactly.
to, I guess.
Yeah, and you know, recordings help you learn how to do that. You make recordings and you're constantly adjusting for that as you're recording. And we tried to do our recordings in one take. Maybe we'll take it a couple different times, but we'll take the best one. So you just learn to blend and move around so that the vocals come out, and then the fiddle comes out, and then back to the vocals again.
And you're recreating the live experience that way.
Right, exactly.
I'm talking with Caleb Clotter, who is of the Foghorn String Band, who are going to be at the Iron Post this evening at 7:30, opening with Matt and Tom Torino at 7 o'clock. And I should add that I guess you guys are going to be doing a workshop starting at 3 o'clock. Is that still in the plan?
Yeah, there's a vocal workshop. Someone requested Kareeb to do the vocal workshop, which was great because we were all surprised she'd never been out here yet. And someone actually specifically questioned for her to sing and teach. So we're excited about that.
Anybody doing a fiddle or guitar workshop?
We tried to get that going and just didn't seem to get off the ground. So, no.
All right.
Anyone would like to, if you're out there and you want us to do it, we'd be glad to.
All right, well, maybe we'll create a groundswell of people just
right.
hearing us mention this. We're going to go out with something from the Foghorn Trio CD, which is your most recent, although I understand you just finished another one or are about to.
Correct. We spent Monday and Tuesday of this week in Portland recording at my house around the wood stove. And we had an engineer bring over his equipment to the house, so again, try to get a real cozy feel with a good sound. And we recorded 21 tracks, and we'll pick hopefully all of them, if not that, the best 20, and have a CD out before the spring. We're heading over to Ireland and England in May. We'd like to have it with us when we go there.
Sure, it's amazing how fast these can get produced these days, especially when you do it simply.
Exactly, yeah, it's pretty neat. We got some friends, actually the original bass player in the Foghorn String Band is a printer and runs a print shop in Portland called Stumptown Printers, and they'll do all the packaging for us and get working on the cover. So.
Makes it very handy. Well, I know on the Trio CD, which is called Sud de la Louisiane, south of Louisiane. Thank you very much. You've introduced some Cajun music into your style, and is the new CD going to have some of that in there as well?
Yeah, Nadine sang one called Titi Bleu, which is a Pretty Blue Eyes, the Cajun standard. We did that, and mostly we stuck with the traditional old time. Like on the Trio, it was one of my songs on there, and we didn't do any of those this time. And just really, we're just kind of trying to record the stuff that it's right there on the front of our, you know, tip of our tongues while we're recording. It's all very real time, so it's exciting. And Adrian's been singing some Cajun songs, of course, and Reeb has a few songs on there, and Sammy and I are singing a bunch. And so yeah, it's all a good mix of everything we like to do.
Sounds fantastic. Well, we'll be pleased to have you in town. It's the Foghorn String Band tonight at the Iron Post in Urbana, a presentation of the Champaign-Urbana Folk and Roots Festival, opening up with Matt and Tom Torino starting at 7 o'clock. And let's go out with the title track from the Foghorn Trio, Le Sud de la Louisiane. And my guest has been Caleb Clotter. And thanks very much for joining us.
Thank you so much, Kevin. Thank you.
That was the Foghorn Trio from their, actually the title track from their disc called Sud de la Louisiane, and they are going to be coming actually as the Foghorn String Band by adding one person to that trio tonight for a show at 7:30. The pre-show starts at 7 o'clock with Tom and Matt Torino, and is going to be at the Iron Post in downtown Urbana, a presentation of the Champaign-Urbana Folk and Roots Festival. You're listening to Live and Local on FM 90.9. I'm Kevin Kelly. Programs on this station are made possible today in part by Krannert Center for the Performing Arts, presenting a day-long percussive exploration with Day of the Drum on Saturday, March 10th. More information is available at krannertcenter.com or 217-333-6280. And for the rest of the show, we're going to be having a live preview of something that's happening on Sunday, next Sunday, at the Unitarian Universalist Church in Urbana. It's the Community Center for the Arts annual Faculty Showcase Concert and Silent Auction, starting at 4 o'clock. And it says here, live music, great food, silent auction, all under one roof, a fabulous time. That's not my commentary. I'm just reading that off of their website. But I'm sure it's all true. And we have with us the director of the Community Center for the Arts, who is Robin Kirtan, and she's brought a host of faculty members from there. Thanks very much for coming in and bringing everybody along.
Thanks for having us, Kevin.
So this is the annual event, but I don't remember how many annual is this by now?
Well, there was a once, and then there was a skip, and then this is the third one after the skip. So
you can call it the third one, but not really the third annual,
the
right?
Third annual or the fourth. Fourth ever, but...
But you plan on continuing it as an annual event.
We do.
Yeah, how about that?
It's pretty fun.
Yeah. Well, it sounds like it. And you guys have such an interesting mix of teachers, subjects, ensembles. That is not altogether typical, at least in my experience, from community music schools. So just for those who've never heard of this organization, just give us the lowdown on what's that about.
Well, I have been fortunate enough to have run into an astounding array of musicians who are all really great players and dedicated teachers and happen to play, I don't know, I can't say that we play every style, but we play many, many, many different styles. And even in this room with us, we have seven people, I guess, but I'm having a hard time counting the instruments. They have a lot of instruments that we play, and most of us perform regularly in a number of different styles. We have pretty diverse backgrounds and training, but basically we'll teach anything with strings on it, and we have piano and accordion and harmonica program as well.
But also, when you say any style of music, I mean, some people think of you go to a community music school and you learn classical music of some kind or another, but
well,
you go way beyond that.
You certainly can learn classical music. We boast three regular symphonic section leaders on our violin faculty, and we have all have been really thoroughly classically trained, but all of us play another thing, you know. We've played tangos and we've played jazz and bluegrass and old time and klezmer and I'm kind of running there. There's a lot of things. We also have guitar staff who can play Cajun and rock and all the different kinds of rock. That's kind of a big umbrella. I can't just say rock because somebody's going to get upset with me for leaving them out. And mandolin, and so I don't know. I can't really list. But the big things, we hit most of the folk genres and most of the ethnic genres and most of the rock and classical and blues and jazz. And I'm looking to see who's giving me entreating looks to not forget them. But we do. We have ensembles to help students learn a lot of these different styles, too.
I have a list of the ensembles right here in front of me. Should I read it?
What's on your list, Kevin?
Well, you can tell me if it's accurate. And if it's not, then you've got to fix your website.
Let's hear it.
The Accordion Club. Chris Raymond is here playing with the accordion. The Cello Choir. And Chris Peterson is here with the cello. The Blues Band. Who plays blues around here? Tom.
Chris and I.
Tom Foe share the honor of that. And Chris. And the Bodacious String Band, which is it's almost the founding ensemble of the community center for the arts in a way.
It is, really. It started before C4A did, and it's was sort of the magnet around which everything was pulled.
Which is mostly for younger players, but not exclusively anymore.
Yeah,
and you have a Cretaceous band, I understand now.
Yeah, that's
next on the list.
Yeah.
First for old farts. Jazz combo, rock band, and this was a new one on me, U-Chug.
That's the new harmonica users group, Urbana-Champaign harmonica users group, that's just starting up its first meeting this evening. It's a first Monday of the month, Monday evening, 7 o'clock at the Center for Arts.
And that's Jug Schroer right there.
Yes.
Yeah. And that's a freebie. You can just come in and talk harmonicas with Doug.
So you chug, not what you might think.
No, I know we're coming right after unofficial, but no.
Yeah. Well, what do you guys plan to open up with here? Let's hear some live tunes.
There's a tune called Ami Tieta. This is something that the father of a friend of mine wrote, Silverio Fiestas, who is a musician in northern Peru. And this is a marinera, which is a couple's dance in northern Peru. It's sort of danced with a handkerchief and a man and a woman circling each other.
As opposed to a marinara.
Which is a kind of red sauce.
That's a saucy one.
Yeah.
So there's still room to dance here, Kevin.
Take it, Tom.
That was called what again?
Ami Tierra, To My Land.
To My Land, a marinera.
Marinera.
N-E-R-A?
Yes.
I'm testing you now. testing myself just based on your pronunciation. And that's from Peru, you said?
From northern Peru.
Northern Peru. Is the guitar you're playing, Tom, at all Peruvian, or is that a regular guitar?
This is a regular old Japanese-made Spanish guitar.
Because it looks a little Spanish, that's why.
It does, yeah. Well, it's a classical guitar.
Is it smaller than usual, or are my eyes bigger than usual?
I've grown.
You've grown? Oh, well, I'm not going to say anything further about that. Tom Foe playing the guitar, and Robin Kirtan, who is director of the Community Center for the Arts, whose musicians and faculty members we have with us right here, playing the violin. Chris Raymond on the accordion, and Chris Peterson was playing on the cello. Chris Peterson, one of your newer
folks. Just came on board this fall, or end
summer.
Of summer, sort of, yeah.
From where?
I just graduated from Millikan University in Decatur.
In cello or in other things?
Cello, yes. My degree is in commercial music.
So you were working with Amy Flores.
Then. Yes.
And is Amy also on your faculty? Do I see one?
She's helping with different groups and performances and such.
Including the cello ensemble, or is that Chris's bag?
She's directing the cello choir. It's not running presently, but she's planning on launching a class of it at some point soon.
Well, yeah, because it's on your website, so
I
you
know.
Have to have it.
We do.
But I assume that also is an invitation that if somebody sees cello choir, then that's an encouragement for people to sign up for cello lessons, and then you'll have more cellos to have a choir.
Precisely.
Yeah.
Yes.
And I know that in addition to giving the lessons, that the point of the ensembles for you is to make sure that everybody who studies there has ample performance opportunities. That's a big part of your program.
It is. We all believe really strongly that music is one of those things that works best when it's done with other people. I mean, there's just the musical interaction, and there's the social interaction that happens, and just the synergy that it's created when you're playing with other people. It's really great to spend time by yourself in the practice room working things out, but at least to me, there's a personal satisfaction in that, but the real fun and joy happens when you get with other people and play.
Well, for example, I'm going to use myself as an example of somebody who hasn't quite started lessons yet on a particular instrument that I've talked with Tom here about, because Tom also plays and teaches the banjo. And I said, somebody gave me a Banjo for Dummies book, and I said, I might have to finally follow through in this. What kind of banjo? And he said, well, there's the one kind there that you would have to spend a lot of time practicing before you would want to be heard with anybody, which is the bluegrass kind. And then there's the other kind where you can learn pretty quickly and get out playing with people, mm-hmm. which would be the clawhammer style. So.
So what have you decided?
Well, I haven't yet.
I'm waiting.
I haven't yet, yeah. I'm just sort of bringing that up as something that you were sort of leaning heavily towards suggesting, the one where you can get out and play with people, which just sort of goes with the philosophy
of
the school.
Of playing. We also have a very good bluegrass banjo teacher on our staff.
I asked Ken him. I asked Ken. He was here a couple weeks ago with the... Prairie Dogs.
Yeah, he probably told you that the bluegrass banjo was...
No, he didn't, actually. No, I was sort of focusing on, well, if you go with the open backed or with the resonator. And he said, you can play anything on the resonator. So it seems to depend somewhat on who you talk to. But the point is encouraging people to play, because you feel better about your music making. If you're,
that's
dubious.
The heart of what we do at C4A. And you talked about C4A being a little bit different than maybe some of the other music schools in the world, community music schools. And I think one of the things that does set us apart is we really, really strongly encourage all of our students, no matter what their instrument, what their genre, to play with other people.
What their level,
probably. And what their level.
Yeah.
We have figured out ways of incorporating very sophisticated players and beginners into the same kinds of ensembles.
For example?
Our blues ensemble on Saturday mornings that Chris and I run. We do a lot of sort of basic guitar technique for guitar players who are just starting out, who have always wanted to learn blues licks, but we also give them a strong dose of music theory, and we set up frameworks so that even the hotshot players who do come in too, can improvise and play. There's room for everybody.
And, of course, hotshot players are going to inspire the younger players.
And they do, yeah. That's right.
And they'll get better faster, and they can say, hey, wow, I want to do that. And then...
Yeah, it's a rich mix.
Yeah, it goes on from there. We're talking with members of the faculty of Community Center for the Arts based in downtown Urbana. Did I see that you guys are moving?
We are.
Again?
Well, I know. We've only been in our current place for not quite 3 years. This move coming up sometime this summer is, it's going to be really great. We'll be moving to the upstairs. It's upstairs from Corson's music shop, a guitar shop on the corner of Race and Main. And it's just a really sweet spot. And it's, I don't know,
It's right downtown. It's exactly in the epicenter of downtown Urbana. And we're doing some partnerships with Dyke Corson at the store. So the idea is to start sort of a music center. And as we all know, downtown Urbana is somewhat languishing. It's been a long time since there's been an active retail world down there. And one of our hopes is that by teaming up with Corson and having this kind of music center, Urbana may even become known as sort of a central location for music in our area.
Yeah. I mentioned our move to one of the gallery owners down there on Main Street, the Jan Chandler, who has the Heartland Gallery, and she was immediately excited. she could see the potential for sort of an arts. You know, they have the gallery district there, but she could see the potential for more of an arts district formation there on Main Street. And Dyke and we've been speaking with Dyke Corson about all sorts of really great collaborative efforts that you'll no doubt be hearing about in the future.
Well, and there are, I mean, you mentioned Jan and the Heartland Gallery, and that's sort of a music center in itself.
She does a lot of performances there, yeah.
She hosts a lot of things. The Iron Post, we often mention on this show because they have such a variety of regular music happening there.
Yeah.
And then there's the center that's in the space where you're currently occupying, which is the Independent Media Center.
Uh-huh.
Where they have lots and lots of concerts.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. I think downtown Urbana is already trumping downtown Champaign on the live music scene, at least when it comes to non-rock.
Yeah, it is moving in the right direction, and we're hoping that having a more central downtown location will help us contribute to that trend even more. We'll have street-level access to playing space, and it's going to be really nice.
Speaking of live music, what would you all like to do next? Who's going to show off next here?
What's our next?
I think Doug Schroer is going to show off the harmonica.
And on what are you going to show off?
We're going to play Summertime.
By George Gershwin?
Yes, although not exactly in his style.
Well, what's his style? People have taken that song and done all kinds of things to it. I'm not sure I've heard it on a harmonica yet.
Well, it's certainly been played on a harmonica.
Here we go. Thank you. Yeah, well, it wasn't just drug Doug Schroer there. We had some nice things going on all around. You know, I think I figured out why I've seen Doug Schroer before. A couple of summers ago during the Folk and Roots Festival, Tom, you hosted a little beginning harmonica class with mostly kids sitting around.
That's right.
And I was sitting around there. And this guy came in with several pockets full of harmonicas.
That's me.
That was him. Because he was showing off really nicely, and we were all going, whoa, you can really do that in a harmonica. Summertime, George Gershwin, Doug Schroer on the harmonica, and then we had Justin D'Angelo on the piano, on the keyboard, and Chris Raymond on the accordion. Who else was going on here? Matt Croissant on the bongos, which was not what I knew was in your list of things.
We didn't figure we had space for the drum set in here.
You're right about that. Yeah.
So I'm traveling a little bit lighter today.
Well, it was appropriate for that. And then Tom Foe, once again, on the guitar. Did I miss anybody on that one? I think the other Chris and Robin just sitting out and relaxing through that one, as was I. That was really enjoyable. Musicians, faculty members from the Community Center for the Arts in downtown Urbana, they're giving their annual faculty showcase concert and silent auction on Sunday from 4 to 6:30. Mm-hmm. At the Unitarian Universalist Church on Green Street in Urbana. And they're playing for us, giving us a live preview here on Live and Local right in our Studio F. Illinois Public Media is 90 years old, which is sort of incredible to contemplate. But to celebrate that, we're kicking off a year of memories with a visit by Andrea Seabrook, NPR congressional correspondent. You can join Andrea and the WYL News team for a wine and cheese reception here at Campbell Hall on Wednesday, April 11th. Tickets are $25 a person. And for reservations, you can call 217-333-7300. Our broadcast today is made possible with support from the Sousa Archives and Center for American Music, breathing life into the history of our nation's musical past through exhibits, guided tours, and performances at the University of Illinois. More information is available, and visits can be scheduled at 217-244-9309. I don't see listed, Robin, in your list of lessons and classes, anything having to do with voice, but you just told me that Matt here is going to sing.
Yeah.
Oh, that sounded like an apology right up front.
No, that's an accurate statement on both fronts. I teach a lot of things, but voice is not one of them. But I do enjoy singing a lot, and the chunk of the program that I'll be doing on Sunday is going to be a lot of singing and a lot of guitar. It's kind of a departure from the classical violin and large ensemble pieces. So, this is an old, I'm pretty sure, pretty old even, song called Rain and Snow. And I should preface this by saying this is in no way autobiographical.
Well, I'm really eager to hear what this is about now.
Well, her cheeks were can do to try and get along with you. I'm gonna be treated this old way, this old way.
I've heard various kinds of music coming out of Matt Croissant, but that's a first for me hearing you anyway. That was wonderful.
Oh,
rain
you.
And snow. And I figured out pretty quickly why you made sure to comment that that was not autobiographical, just in case your actual wife might be listening.
Yeah, well, and I had to tell her when I started practicing this around the house that it was apropos of nothing that was going on. I just liked the song.
Then again, you know, if you really needed to worry about that, maybe, you know, needed to worry about telling her.
Oh, yeah. Well, no, I just, you know, I thought I'd head that off. I have an unfortunate tendency to pick really dark songs for occasions where that's maybe not a pro. I think this is possibly the most lighthearted thing that I have ever done for a faculty performance at this school.
You mean involving vocals?
Yeah.
Or at all.
Yes. No, involving vocals. Yeah. Right.
Well, it can't all be sweetness and light.
No, although I tried to balance that out with the rest. Everything else I do is a little bit less somber.
That doesn't.
Throw in a plug here. Every summer, Matt teaches a unplugged rock summer camp for kids. And it's this kind of fair and more. And it's really very successful, and the kids really like it.
Yeah, it's a good time, and it's also a good opportunity for kids that play instruments that are not part of the standard kind of guitar, bass, drums, rock ensemble to get some experience. This last summer we had a clarinetist who showed up, and I watched the video of our final performance, and my wife walked in and said, "Wow, that sounds really good." And I said, "Yeah, I think I want clarinet in every rock band now." And we had a, you know, flute, and I would be thrilled to see some violins and cellos show up this time around. Maybe even, you know, trombone, French horn. I'd be up for it.
Don't discriminate against the viola. No.
No, not the viola.
No.
Hey. Wait a minute.
Oh, poor violas.
Haven't heard anything till you've heard viola on distortion pedal.
Which I have heard, actually. It was great.
Then you haven't heard anything.
Well, I'm all for varying the whole concept of the rock band. You know, the whole notion of guitar, bass, and drums, as far as I'm concerned, is really old.
Well, we do that kind, too.
Yeah, I mean, we also do that.
As exclusive.
Yeah, exclusively, no. I mean, I think there's a place for a lot of different instruments in that style.
So these are faculty members of the Community Center for the Arts in downtown Urbana. They're giving their annual faculty showcase concert on Sunday, and Matt indicated that he's doing a chunk.
Yeah, well, we've got the program split up into kind of
chunks.
Into chunks. You know, there's I'm leading off the second half of the program.
Yeah.
Followed, I think, by what we're.
Yeah, our next part.
Yeah, by what we're about to do.
The first chunk is features faculty members Aaron Jacobs and Tatiana Shustova playing the formidable Liszt Grand Duo Concertant. And that piece is so huge that it constitutes its own chunk.
And that's violin and piano.
Violin and piano, yeah.
And then they mercifully gave me a break before I had to play, so I don't have to go on immediately after that.
Yeah, the ones who have to follow that are Doug and friends. And I think they'll be able to pull their way just fine. Are we allowed to talk about our sneaky halftime surprise?
Well, it's up to you. You know, sure. You're calling it a surprise.
So. No, it's not. I was just giving a nod to the Prairie Ensemble halftime surprise. We have Chris Raymond and one of his students, Celia Foe, entertaining us with accordion duets while we while people browse our silent auction tables. And
Celia among the progeny of Tom sitting right here.
Correct. During the auction part, there's also a really indescribably wonderful taste sensation awaiting people, because we have some really excellent cooks and chefs in our community, and they're all they've combined efforts to bring many delicious desserts and hors d'oeuvres for people to munch on while they browse the auction items.
Of which there are many.
Of which, yeah.
Which are very interesting.
Yeah, we do have quite a few.
It's not to be missed.
Yep. And then there's the Matt show after that, and then we'll follow it up with a larger ensemble piece representative selection coming up.
In just a moment here on Live and Local. Let me mention some of the other events going on in our listening area over the next couple of days that you can go out and see and hear live, because that's after all what we encourage people to do through this show, which is called Live and Local. Not only because we have live local music happening on the show, but primarily so that we let you know what's going on in the area so you can go out and hear it in your local area live. So, the Illinois State University Chamber Winds are giving a concert tonight in Kemp Recital Hall on the ISU campus in Normal. That is at 8 o'clock. In Decatur, at Lock, Stock, and Barrel, it's the Millikan University Jazz Ensemble. They're performing at 6 o'clock this evening. At the Canopy Club in Urbana on the University of Illinois campus at 9 o'clock, it's an indie folk group called The Head and the Heart. In Charleston, at the Dowden Fine Arts Center, the Eastern Illinois University Concert Band is performing tomorrow night at 7:30. The Peoria Symphony Orchestra has a series of programs that they offer, including one by the PSO Chamber Players. It's called Ancient Voices, and it's happening tomorrow evening at 7:30 at Beckmer Auditorium at Eureka College in Eureka, 7:30 tomorrow night. There's a high school band festival happening all day tomorrow at the Kirkland Fine Arts Center on the Millikan campus in Decatur, starting at 9 o'clock in the morning. You can check their website to get more details on that. The Traditional Jazz Orchestra is at the Iron Post in Urbana tomorrow evening at 5. There's a faculty jazz recital at Kemp Recital Hall on the ISU campus in Normal tomorrow night at 8. And the Irish band Gaelic Storm is going to be at the Virginia Theater tomorrow in Champaign at 7:30. And in fact, I'll be talking with one of their members on Live and Local tomorrow. And we will save the rest of the week for another day. This is 90.9 WYLL FM and HD Urbana with translators, W266 AF Urbana and W293 AF Danville, NPR, Classical Music and More for Central Illinois. WYLL is a member-supported service of the College of Media at Illinois. We have support from the Corkscrew Wine Emporium, 203 North Vine, Urbana, with wines, beers, and spirits for the serious collector to the first-time buyer. Wine tastings are held on Saturdays from 3 to 6:30 p.m. in the Bouvon Wine Bar. More information is available at thecorkscrew.com. I do want to say thanks to Robin Kirtan, who's director of the Community Center for the Arts, for bringing in her colleagues from the faculty there, who are Tom Foe, who's with us on guitar, Chris Raymond on the accordion, and Chris Peterson cello, Doug Shore on the harmonica, Matt Croissant on, we've had guitar, bongos, voice, and about to have mandolin, looks like, and Justin D'Angelo on the piano. And we've had hints now at what's going to close out the show.
Hints. Well, what variety show, I say what variety show would be complete without a tango?
None I can think of that's worth anything.
Absolutely the right answer, Kevin. Yeah, this one is a Russian tango called Papirosa. And one thing I didn't remember to mention is people who are interested in more information about our recital coming up this Sunday, March 11th, can visit our website, www.c-4a.org, and just click on the calendar for this Sunday, and information about our performance will appear before your eyes. Shall we hit it?
Hit it, and thank you all for coming in.